Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Megan.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us, from little to grown.
We're in different areas of the country and in different stages of life.
But we both know that motherhood's a lot easier when real moms share tips and encouragement.
And remind you that it's really all going to be okay.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 246 of the Mom Hour. I am Megan Francis here with Sarah Powers. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Megan. How are you?
I am excited about today's topic is how I am because we're talking about stuff.
I love this. Any product episode is a fun one.
And it's especially relevant because I just moved into a new home. And so kind of stuff has been on my mind in a way that it typically isn't. Like, I admit that when you'll ask if we could do a post about gear or like roundups of our favorite, I just have a really hard time like thinking about what my favorite products are. My mind just doesn't really work that way, even though, of course, I touch a million products during the day, or at least 100. And there are plenty of things in my life that I love to have and use. I'm just not product oriented in that way. I'm not someone who's like always looking for the next gadget to try.
Yeah.
In fact, I tend to be a little bit resistant to that stuff. I'm sure you've noticed.
Well, yeah. And I would say even I am not a super product list type of person. I'm often later to jump on the bandwagon. I think we'll hear about some of our product choices today and how you and I are finally on board with such and such a thing or another. So maybe we just don't think of ourselves as, you know, podcasters who own this whole, like, here's a list of our top 10 favorite products, but it's still really fun to do. And what I have realized over the years is like what seems very ordinary to someone else, like, oh, everyone must know about this such and such a thing. Somebody out there listening has never heard of it. And it, you know, perfectly fits into something they need. So
there's absolutely a few of those on my list. And I think I tend to be someone who kind of leans in on what's working. There's kind of like a, like almost like a stoicism in that. Like, I just grit my teeth and make it work even when it really, like, I finally threw away a pot holder that literally had a, the mark from a coil burner burned into it where I had caught it on fire. I put the fire out. I threw the pot holder on my front porch and let it sit for a day. And then I brought it back inside and used it because the burned part was on the top part of my hand.
Oh my gosh, that's so
funny. So I figured, well, it won't, you know, compromise the integrity of the pot holder.
Well, I actually need new pot holders. So maybe we can both add that to our need a product recommendation.
Maybe. And I guess I'm also often impatient. I don't want to take the time to shop. I don't want to learn how to use a new thing. Sometimes, like, at the expense of my own good, I keep things that I could easily get rid of and replace, especially because, like, let's face it, I have Amazon Prime. It'll be here tomorrow, right?
Right.
Yes. And agreed. That is sometimes a good thing. I mean, I think it keeps us from filling our houses with a lot of clutter. It keeps us from over shopping. But sometimes it's also nice to add new products to your life, and they really can make a difference. And me having just moved, and also I'm dating somebody who likes to give gifts.
This is very fortunate.
And now suddenly some products have entered my life that I didn't even know that I wanted to have.
I love that. Actually, I mean, Brian is a good gift giver, and he is more of a product person than I am. He's a gadget guy. And so I do feel that's a kind of a lucky part of my partnership as well, is sometimes products come into our lives, not because of me, but because of him. So
he's a gift giver, and he's probably also keeping up on it. Like, it's like this guy is like, it's fun for him. Like, he wants to keep an eye on what the, you know, what could be the solution to this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this problem needs no solution. It's not even a problem. I swear I'm fine.
You're like, my hand hasn't gotten burned yet. It just looks like it did.
Exactly. Well, let's start with one now, and then we can take a quick break. This one that I'm going to start with is like so very pedestrian.
It's okay. I'm here for it.
It's a new broom.
Okay.
And we'll link to all the stuff in the show notes. But I moved, when I moved, I had to leave the old broom at the old house because there's still things to clean up over there. And so then I got to the new house and just basically walked around dirt and stuff all over the floor for like the first 5 days. And then I thought, this is silly. Like, the old broom is old. It's gross. It needs to get thrown away. And I would usually just run to the grocery store or like the big box store and just grab one.
Yeah.
But this time I thought, what if I like read broom reviews? Because honestly, I know it sounds so silly, but like, a broom is a big deal. You use it a lot. And moms have stuff on their kitchen floors, on any wooden floor or hard surface. And so the broom I got has like a telescoping handle. I read lots of broom reviews.
That is my favorite thing you've ever said, is what if I just go read broom reviews right now? Okay, I'm looking at it. This is great.
So it's got like, I read about the handle length. That was a big deal. In a lot of the Amazon reviews about brooms, like, they would say, great broom, but the handle's too short. This one has a slightly telescoping handle. It's plenty long. And the dustpan attaches really easily, uh-huh. which is nice. And it stands up. It doesn't fall over. That's nice. But it also has this like these rubber fingers on the dustpan that scrape the pet hair and grossness off the bristles. Usually I would grab like a paper towel and flip it over and do that. And you like, don't want it to get close to your face because it's kicking pet gross. Hair and dirt everywhere. It's so gross. This just like you just do it. Like you know what I mean? You just kind of, my brother was very impressed and said his mind was blown. So yeah, I have really enjoyed. I actually got a second one for upstairs because then I thought I've got two floors, both with hard floors. Why would I run up and downstairs with a broom when for $17 or $20 or something, I can have a second broom?
That's a general life-changing realization is upstairs and downstairs versions of things. And I've applied that over the years in many, many products, upstairs and downstairs version.
I love it.
Love that. Okay. Well, I recently discovered that my new fridge, we got a new fridge a few months ago. The fridge before that, we was here when we bought the house 5 years ago, and it was decently new. Both are stainless. And before that in Arizona, I had a stainless steel fridge. I was under the assumption that newer stainless steel fridges are not magnetic, like the old fridges that we grew up with. The only ones I had had that were magnetic on the side. So if it stuck out from its, you know, its hole far enough, you could use a side panel. Or if it wasn't recessed at all, you could use the side panel. So I just thought that was the way of fridges of the future. And we've now had this new one for, it was before the holidays, maybe October, November, several months. And little Violet discovers like a week or two ago that our fridge is magnetic on the front, like the old fridges. And I got really excited because it's convenient to be able to have a little dry erase thing or, you know, put a piece of paper up there, a meal plan, what have you. The possibilities are endless. So I went on Amazon and I got these super cute magnets. And there's a couple things that I love about them. They came in a pack of 40. So there are a lot of them. They would not have been good when I had little babies and toddlers because magnets are super dangerous and they're cube size. They're about the size of like a lump of sugar, like a little.
The most chokable possible size.
Like, exactly. Yes, okay. Exactly. Yeah. But I don't have chokable children anymore. They're super pretty colors. They're very strong magnets, so they hold really well. And we also have a dry erase board on kind of the other end of the kitchen, and that's magnetic too. I don't usually stick things to it, but you can. So I'm super into magnets all of a sudden. And I even made a little checklist for Violet about her guinea pig, like a little pet care checklist. And she can use one magnet to like check off each thing each day, which was like just seemed like bonus. So, and they're really pretty.
These are so cute. I also am really picky about magnets. They have to be strong.
Yes.
They have like a, because there's nothing more frustrating. And let's briefly talk about the tyranny of having something that doesn't work that you hang on to anyway.
Yes.
Like non-working refrigerator magnets, like the really bad ones you get from, I don't know.
They come like, there. Yeah.
Like they come free. They're like a marketing thing or whatever. Like the weak ones that fall off if you try to put a paper under them. Those will like frustrate me, but I'll keep them anyway because I feel like they're better than nothing. And just like having the foresight to go purchase like 40 of them is really smart. I'm adding them to my cart.
Yeah, right very now. Inexpensive. And you have to tell me, listeners out there, if anyone else has a secretly magnetic fridge. I'm picturing you all going to just test because
like, wait a second.
I assumed it wasn't. I didn't, you know, I thought that's how they all were now. So,
yeah.
Well, let's take a quick sponsor break and we have a lot more products to get to when we come back. We are excited to welcome the March of Dimes as a sponsor today and to be kicking off a partnership with them all month long, following up National Birth Defects Prevention Month that wrapped up in January. Megan, this is an organization we've worked with before and one we wholeheartedly support for all the work they're doing to help moms and babies.
Yes, March of Dimes is such a great organization, and each year they partner with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to generate awareness among women, families, and healthcare providers about actions they can take to help prevent birth defects. And some of their suggestions actually take place before a woman gets pregnant, so it's really important information to get out there.
Yeah, one tip I love is to see your healthcare provider for a pre-pregnancy checkup before you start trying to conceive. You can talk to them about all your medications, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, and any vitamins and supplements you're taking, just to make sure you have all the information about what should and shouldn't be going into your body before and during pregnancy. It's a great time to talk to your doctor about any existing medical conditions, too, before adding pregnancy to the mix, and to make sure your vaccinations are up to date.
It turns out that birth defects affect about one in every 33 babies born in the United States each year. That's 120,000 babies. And look, we know not all birth defects can be prevented, but we also know that March of Dimes is the leader in getting information out there about the things a woman can do to increase her chances of having a healthy full-term pregnancy and a healthy baby. They support research, lead programs, and provide education and advocacy so that every baby can have the best possible start. Building on a successful 80-year legacy of impact and innovation, they empower every mom and every family. And that's why we love helping to get their message out.
The theme for Birth Defects Prevention Month 2020 is Best for You, Best for Baby. You can follow the hashtag on social, Best for You, Best for Baby. That's with the number 4. And for more information, visit marchofdimes.org/themomhour. Again, it's marchofdimes.org/themomhour.
We're welcoming back our sponsor, Lion Rock Recovery, today. And this is an organization we feel so great about partnering with because they have a really unique approach and it's helping a ton of moms. Lion Rock provides online substance abuse counseling with evidence-based, accredited outpatient treatment options and video conference sessions led by licensed counselors.
Yeah, this is really so great. You know, Megan, I have a big milestone birthday this year. Dun, dun, dun. And I have to say, it's made me think about all kinds of things related to my long-term health, both physical health and mental health. I love that Lion Rock approaches substance use challenges in this really evidence-based, comprehensive way, because there's so much more to the story around alcohol use than maybe what our parents' generation thought.
Yeah, so true. And whether you want to quit entirely or just develop tools that help you moderate your use, Lion Rock is there for you. And here's the really amazing thing for moms. Lion Rock provides online substance use counseling in a virtual environment that lets you seek treatment from home on a flexible, family-friendly schedule. And actually, research shows that outpatient treatment like this is just as effective as inpatient.
That's really amazing. So not only can it work around a mom's schedule, but you don't even have to leave your house. We know that taking that first step can be one of the hardest things, so Lion Rock has made it really easy to get started. You can schedule a free phone consultation, take a free quiz at their website, or you can live chat with one of their admissions counselors.
If you or someone you know wants help for a drug or alcohol problem, counselors are standing by to chat, text, or talk whenever you're ready. Visit lionrockrecovery.com/mom for more info and a free and totally confidential consultation. And for listeners of the Mom Hour who sign up for Lion Rock services, simply mention our show, and they'll send you a free Amazon Fire preloaded with everything you need to log in and get started. Terms and conditions apply. Again, to make that first contact, go to lionrockrecovery.com/mom.
All right, we're back. And I'm going to talk about another recent product find. And this has a funny backstory, which is that our friend Ashley Gadd of the Coffee and Crumbs podcast that many of you listen to, Ashley does little, she'll post product recommendations on her Instagram stories, and she has a very robust following. And she posted this sale that the J. Crew factory outlet was having a sale on these slippers. And she later made the comment that she's never felt more like an influencer, because for whatever reason, everyone went out and bought these slippers and started posting pictures of their comfy feet, being like, thanks, Ashley Gadd. And she's like, I post things all the time. And for some reason, these slippers took off. So they are kind of a moccasin slipper with more of a shoe sole, so you could wear them outside. And I bought them on a whim because I actually already had a pair of mule slide-on slippers that I liked, but they were on sale for like $20, and Ashley said to get them, so I got them for me and my sister for Christmas, and I am obsessed. I actually get mad when I have to leave the house and change into regular shoes, and I routinely will wear them out to pick up the kids or do something where I don't really have to get out of the car. If you had to, it wouldn't look like the weirdest thing ever. They are so, so comfortable. And I've never...
They look a lot like shoes.
They do look a lot like shoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just the shearling that kind of gives them away that they're maybe not.
And they're warm and they're comfortable. And yeah. I am a half size. I ordered up. So if you're a half size, order the size above you. And I could not be happier with them. They are still on sale. Not quite as inexpensive as when I grabbed them for $19. So thank you, Ashley Gadd, for that recommendation.
I love that. And you know what? Slippers are life changing. Like the right slippers here. Really, I need to have a slipper that goes up over my ankle, because the point is it keeps my feet toasty warm, which means my ankle as well. And there's nothing more frustrating than like purchasing a pair and thinking these are the ones that are going to do it. And then they're not, for whatever reason. And I've had that happen kind of a lot. So I need to go shopping.
I also feel like I have worn through slippers a lot more now that I work from home and I'm just really home all day a lot. So I used to think of them as something I got every 3 to 4 years. And now I think I'm just acknowledging.
It's a yearly.
That's kind of fun, because you could just look for you know, the ones you like and stock mm-hmm. up and all that. So, yeah.
A few years ago when we had all the crazy, crazy bad weather, it was cold and snowy. I actually had an extra pair of slippers at my brother's house
because
I was there so often and my feet were always cold when I was there. I think investing a lot in wool socks kind of fixed that for me. Like now just it would be a pretty rare place where I'd be so cold I'd need slippers. The wool socks kind of handle that.
Right.
But it is nice to have. Maybe that's something I could have an upstairs pair and a downstairs pair.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than traipsing around barefoot looking for your slippers.
Literally nothing.
nothing worse.
Nothing in the world. Okay, so the next one, this is so silly. This is like the silliest little thing. But again, we're speaking to the idea that like sometimes you think everyone knows about something and they don't. So, and if you live in an old house like I do, often there are issues with the bathtub, specifically the stopper. Like sometimes the mechanism that stops the tub doesn't work anymore or gets stuck.
Yep.
Or sometimes it never had one and it came with one of those ancient rubber stoppers and the thing like basically disintegrates. So when I moved into this house, I realized that the bathtub in my bedroom, which I finally have my own bathroom again, which means I get to take my own bath in my own bathtub that no one else is using. Oh my gosh.
Yay.
And it just didn't have a stopper. Either they took it with them or like it's the kind that never had, it never had a mechanism. It's always had some kind of physical stopper. So I made do for the first like 5 days by putting a piece of like a plastic face mask. You know, those like, you know, they come in like the metal, the little metal-y thing. I just used that as a stopper and held my foot over it. And I was like, this is silly. I'm just going to go on Amazon. I know they probably have some universal bathtub stopper. Well, of course they did. And it showed up at my house. And my brother goes, what is this? Right after he was done raving about my broom, he said, what are these things? And I said, they're just universal bathtub stoppers. And he said, are you kidding? He said he's been using pliers to open his bathtub
drain
after his kids take baths for years, like since they moved into the house. And I said, well, John, it was $6 for a 2-pack. So you can have one. And he was, it's just like a little flat silicone
stopper.
I
need this
for
my
sink. It has a nice suction and it sticks on really nicely and it fits any bathtub. It is truly universal. And I think I changed his life. So I might be able to change someone else's life out there by passing it on. Literally $6 for two.
And I think if you have really tiny kids, going back to my choking hazard magnets, this looks also very safe.
And it is.
If you
it's
have little
huge
kids
and
in
flat.
The right in the bath, there's no small thing they could pull off or nothing sharp or anything like that. I would
and
like
not
this
only
for
safe
my sink.
But convenient. You can like it's easy to pull on and off, and it's just like sometimes it's easier to manipulate than it is for little kids to manipulate the smaller plugs that have to be really pulled off hard. You know, like sometimes they get so much suction going. So I really like it.
Okay. All right. We are changing lives one thing at a time here. Okay. My next one is a little bit more of a general category. And Megan, there are links in this outline, so you can browse around while I talk here.
Oh my gosh,
but
I'm excited.
I am going to recommend Amazon.com, a little company called Amazon, for small accent furniture pieces in general. And I don't know why I put this off for so long. I just didn't think of Amazon for furniture. Now, I have not done like a big giant couch or something like that. But I have done in the summer, we redid part of a little corner of Reed's room. He's turning 10. He didn't need this like toy separator bin anymore. So we got him a very small desk. It's little. Got him a little swivel chair, a lamp, and a nightstand. And within 2 days, I had redone a part of my son's room that had been on my list for like a year. And it was just, it was just done.
I am looking at this desk and it's perfect.
It's great. It's small. And it's great for a kid's room or like the side of your bedroom. And it looks kind of modern, like mid-century almost. And that the swivel chair, we actually have one in Allegra's room and Reed's room. And the kids think they're like the chairs at the doctor's office, but they come in super bright colors and they're like $60. They're and really good quality. And then in our entryway, we had been wanting something for a while. And I actually found a little table at TJ Maxx, I think, not on Amazon. But then I got the round gold mirror and the round rug on Amazon. So two different areas of my house within a couple weeks had been updated very inexpensively. And these are things I thought, I was just picturing these as big projects. And then I just ordered stuff on Amazon. So simple.
That is so simple. And I can think of like a lot of different places I could use both those swivel chairs and this desk. And that's a really great price. I know recently I gave a shout out to TJ Maxx for things like candles and like little sort of retail therapy upgrades to your house. And I was just there the other day and I noticed that they, and I'm assuming this is something they're probably doing universally. They had really pared down the kids section, which I never liked, like the toys and kids clothes. Like That was never my preferred way of shopping for kids stuff, but they expanded their home section.
Okay.
And there's lots of this kind of stuff, like little. So if you're the kind of person who really has to touch something before you can commit to it, it's still not huge, but you could go in and be like, oh, I want like a cube for to, like a cube ottoman, or I want like a little chair for a corner, or I want like a little bedside table. Like there was all kinds of stuff. So that's another option if for you it's really important to get your hands on.
So I bet that is a location specific thing, because my TJ Maxx has a humongous furniture section, and it's all that kind of stuff. It's all inexpensive, mostly small, but they have some larger chairs and shelving units too. And that like great for accent tables or console tables or that kind of thing.
Were these things easy to put together?
Yes. I mean, Brian did them. So yes, it was easy for me, but no, the very simple, like the, the little desk you see from Reed's room has little legs, and then it's just a platform. I mean, this is not heirloom furniture, people, but it crossed a major thing off my list.
Yeah,
very inexpensively. And the chair, I think, yeah, the chair, it must just screw on, but I feel like
right,
the chair,
those are pretty easy, but it's usually things like those little, like a nightstand or something that seems like it's going to be so simple. And then you go to put it together and you think, why did I do this?
So that nightstand that you're looking at, they did put that together when I was like at a conference with you or something. And that you're right. That might have been the more complicated one. It's really cute, though. It's very mid-century and it has a great storage drawer, and it's low because Reed has bunk beds. So his lower bunk is low. So he needs a nightstand that's not like higher than his head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay, well, I'm almost embarrassed about my next one.
I mean, we've talked about bathtub stoppers. I mean,
I know. I mean, all of mine so far have been so boring. So I promise I have some more fun things in the next next section of the show. But I finally put some time again into reading reviews about cat litter boxes because my cat is a freak and likes to kick her litter literally. Everywhere. And I guess in the old house, like the litter box was in a corner and she would do this weird thing. Like she would get herself in the, and we had a teeny house. So we had to like get the smallest box there was and like fit it into this corner, like in the hallway by the bathroom. And the nice thing was it was right out there. So we remembered to scoop it every day and all that. But then she would do this thing where after she used it, she would like turn and turn and turn and kick and kick and kick. But she would actually brace her back legs against the wall and like scrape the wall with her feet while she was like, I don't know what she thought she was like.
Some instinctual evolutionary thing was going on.
Some weird cat thing was happening that she thought she was enacting change. That was always my favorite thing. I would love to watch her like need a blanket for an hour and think she thinks she's doing something. And like literally nothing is happening. Nothing's happening at all. But anyway, in the new house, the area where the cat litter box is much larger and it's only against one wall. It's not in a corner. And it's on a hardwood floor. So she was kicking half the litter out. It was going everywhere. It was going on all sides. And because it's a hard floor, like when she would then run away, it would scatter everywhere and you could see it. I think we used to just vacuum like a couple times a week and it was fine. But like now it's like sticking to my feet, which is gross. So I finally just bought one that's got super high sides. Now, I'm not going to say it solved the problem entirely. I think I'm going to go take it to the next step and buy a little rug
in front
of the box, which if you buy these things, it'll say like, people also buy blah, blah, blah. And then it makes it really easy to decide. But it, I think, is really going to serve, like, it's going to solve a problem.
Yeah.
Mostly. And I, you know, I still, now that I have my upstairs broom, I can tackle whatever she scatters. But it's not like, it was literally like half the litter box was out of the box.
And I'm
still dealing, having this $4 cheapo litter box that I bought at the pet store because I didn't feel like putting any time into it.
Yeah. So I think pet gadgets in general are, for me, it's like the definition of an area where it seems like above and beyond what I want to spend or somehow like extravagant or superfluous.
Right.
And yet if it can save you poop headache or keep your house cleaner, it's no small thing. So
it is no small thing. And it's like the definition of like practical, because you're not buying it to make your cat feel good.
Right.
You're buying it because they're annoying you.
Yeah. Makes your life easier.
Exactly.
Well, in a totally different direction before we go to break, I have started doing my eyebrows more often. And by doing my eyebrows, I mean using a brow pencil and almost like combing them a little bit.
Okay.
So I used to really only put brow pencil on for the fanciest of, you know, Iris Awards gala dinner, like twice a year, maybe. When I was wearing enough other eye makeup that I felt like my brows needed to kind of step up their game. But I went into Sephora, I don't know, 6 months ago or so. Allegra and I went in together. She's 11 and she wanted a little bit of makeup and has fun with that. So we went in there and they happened to be doing like demonstrations. And so they did our makeup and the brand is Nude Stix, N-U-D-E-S-T-I-X. But she showed me, I mean, it's so helpful to have them show you, right? Like right. what they're doing. And it's a brow pencil. And then on the other side, it has like almost like a mini mascara wand with clear gel. So if you want or need to kind of like smooth the brow and like almost blend the pencil in and like comb your brows into shape, you can do that. What I realized after a while, I love the pencil and I will even put it on a day where I'm wearing, you know, minimal to moderate other makeup. And I just feel like it makes my face look more complete, which I realize is not news. If you're someone who wears makeup every day, brows are probably a part of it. But for me, it never has been. I don't use the little gel, clear gel thing on the other end always now because I found it like almost made my brows kind of sticky. But what I do have is I have the same kind of little mini mascara comb that doesn't have any gel on it from some other brow pencil a long time ago. So I do use that to kind of comb them. So I now comb and pencil my brows rather regularly.
Ew.
Yeah. Wow. So I'll link
That's
up
That's one of those grown-up things, right?
It is. It's a grown-up lady, 40-year-old lady thing. Yeah. And so it's the Nude Stix Eyebrow Stylus Pencil and Gel. And it's $26, which seems for me who doesn't spend a lot on makeup, like, oh my gosh, but it's lasted a long time and I like it. Like it genuinely, it's an enjoyable part of my makeup routine. So there you go.
Very exciting.
All right. Well, let's take a break and we've got more products to talk about when we come back. So Megan, how is your new kitchen working out? Are you like cooking up a storm yet?
Oh my goodness. I am so excited. I have space to really cook in this new house and it's got me so motivated to cook more at home. And lucky me, HelloFresh sent over some delicious meal kits to get me inspired for cooking at home in the new space. They have more than 22 chef-curated recipes to choose from each week, and the ones we've tried have been seriously delicious.
Oh yeah, us too. We love a HelloFresh week. And my kids love the honey-glazed pork tenderloin with sweet potatoes and green beans. And yes, they even tried the green beans. It's a great way, nice. I think, yeah, to get kids to try things that maybe they would turn up their noses at if it weren't a HelloFresh week. HelloFresh also really gets that busy families need flexibility. So I love that you can add extra meals to your order or throw in some yummy sides or a lunch. And of course, you can skip a week whenever you need. And if you've ever wondered about the sustainability of ordering from HelloFresh, you might be surprised to know that the packaging they use to ship your food is almost entirely made from recyclable or already recycled content.
That is so great. HelloFresh plans are priced from just $5.66 per serving. And we've got a great deal to help you save even more during HelloFresh's New Year sale. Go to HelloFresh.com/TheMomHour10 and use code TheMomHour10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/TheMomHour10 and use code TheMomHour10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping during HelloFresh's New Year sale. Okay, Sarah, so I admit I've gone most of my life without thinking too hard about my deodorant.
Okay, well, that makes two of us. Yep, I'm with you.
but a few years ago, I started thinking, like, gee, how do antiperspirants actually stop you from sweating? And then I Googled it, and I discovered that many of them actually plug up your sweat glands with aluminum, and that kind of gave me pause. I mean, I don't love to sweat, and I definitely don't want to stink, but I also don't know how I feel about having chemicals all up in there, you know?
Totally, I know. I was also disturbed when I learned this a while ago, but I admit it took me a long time to consider making a switch because natural deodorants just have kind of a bad reputation for not getting the job done.
That is why we love our sponsor, Native. Native deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc. It's just ingredients you've heard of and might actually eat, like coconut oil and shea butter. But here's the really key part. It works.
It really does. And it smells so good. They have over 10 scents, including coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint, as well as an unscented option and a baking soda free formula for sensitive skin.
I am personally in love with my lavender and rose scent. I actually kind of like to sniff myself during the day. I am not joking. You might remember I started using Native during that yoga challenge I was doing this time last year. And guess what? I'm using it this year during the same yoga challenge. Because not only does it work, but I get a delicious waft of lavender and rose armpit every time I go into Downward Dog.
I mean, it's really a gift to the yoga studio and everyone around you, let's be honest. I left my lavender and rose stick just recently at a hotel, and I need to go get a new one, like, today. I love it. Well, for all of you out there who want to try Native, there is no risk to try. They offer free shipping on every order, and 30-day free returns and exchanges in the USA. And we've got a great deal for you. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code THEMOMHOUR20 during checkout. Again, head to nativedeodorant.com and use that code THEMOMHOUR20 during checkout for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, so this next one, Sarah, you're going to laugh that it took me this long to do this.
It's okay.
And it's not me that did it either. It was a gift. And it's something I've known I've needed for months. So that thing is, I'm not going to say downgraded. I made an alternate transportation choice when my lease was up on my Jeep back in, October.
Okay.
And I purchased a 2005 Subaru, which I actually love. Mm-hmm. And I bought it with cash, which was nice. But it doesn't have like anything in it that is the entertainment systems that I'm used to, right? Yeah. So there's like a CD changer, which I thought was hilarious, mm-hmm. but I only could dig up like two CDs, and I've been listening to them like on a loop
yeah.
for the last 3 months. And there's no Bluetooth. I'm out of the habit of listening to regular radio. It's really hard to get back in that habit once you're out of it, I will say. And, you know, when I'm driving, I think, oh, I'm getting so behind on my podcast listening. I could totally be listening to a podcast right now. Our friend Amy Clark from momadvice.com had told me about a Bluetooth adapter months ago.
What is a Bluetooth adapter?
So you stick it in, because this car is old. It also has a functional cigarette lighter.
Okay.
I don't know if new cars have anymore, but you stick it in the cigarette lighter and then you tune your radio to the same station it tells you to. And then it picks up kind of the way like all those old fashioned things used to work. Like, remember old Sirius? You would like stick it in either the cassette thing or
yes,
like
the, I am
and then it would like
memories.
You'd have to tune the radio to yeah. the same station the radio was tuned to. Mm-hmm. And then somehow that works some kind of magic. It picks up the signal from your phone and runs it through.
Okay.
Like it's magic. I don't really know how
we're just
it works.
Gonna go with magic. Yep. That was helpful because I was picturing, I mean, I sometimes plug a cord, but you still need a USB plug to plug a
right.
cord into your
and
car.
There's no such thing in this car. So yeah, this is completely like, this is old technology working for new good. And so it was a gift, and now I can listen to podcasts while I'm driving again, and it was not expensive. It's something I really and also I think I thought it'd be very complicated, but it came in this teeny little box, and it's literally you just plug it in and tune the radio. It's really simple.
And your phone finds it every time? Like it's not you don't have to, you know, tell your phone.
Yeah, like because it's through the Bluetooth. So once the Bluetooth is connected, it's kind of
right.
like
that makes sense.
When you set up a new Bluetooth account or whatever, like or a
pairing.
Login or whatever pairing, once you do it once,
yep.
it should just do it forever.
Oh, That's awesome. Yeah. Yay.
I know. Yay.
Yay for podcasts in the car. Okay. Well, my next one was also a gift. It was a Christmas gift and kind of one I had hinted at a little bit, but not too heavily. So I drink coffee in the mornings. Brian does too. We always have preferred a pot of coffee, the old fashioned drip coffee, like a Mr. Coffee pot, you know, Mr. Coffee, that kind of thing. And we've had a few different ones, usually Cuisinart, nothing overly fancy. I just like the taste and I like the ritual of a pot of coffee in the morning. However, having a single cup serving, like a Keurig or some other pod system, there's some advantages. You can have a single cup in the afternoon. You can get decaf pods. You can get the hot chocolate pods and have fun with those types of things. And years and years ago, we had a Keurig and we had gone back to the drip. So Cuisinart now makes a side-by-side. It's called the Cuisinart Coffee Center. It's a 12-cup regular drip coffee maker. And in the same device, right alongside it, is a single cup Keurig, like a mini Keurig. All in the same thing. It doesn't take up too much counter space. It's just basically like a double wide coffee pot, basically. And I wasn't sure that I would want it and love it, which is why I only hinted slightly, but I thought it was a cool concept and I really am loving it. So we brew a pot of coffee in the morning and then in the afternoon, I can do just a single cup. And you can do, because I've always had a little bit of recycling guilt about using a ton of the K-cups. But first of all, it's not my main source of coffee, so I'm really not using that many of them. But also, it has the little thing where you can use your own coffee and put your own coffee in basically like a little mini K-cup filter. And so you don't have to go buy the pods if you don't want to, but it just has that single serving little pour. And so my coffee life is even happier than usual. So that's
I love this because it solves such a problem. Like when we had a Keurig, I always felt bad about the waste it created, but we didn't drink enough coffee all the time. So it was like, it was nice to have when guests came around or if someone just randomly wanted, you know, hot chocolate or coffee, but then it didn't serve the, like when there was a bunch of people in my house, they were all throwing away pods all the time.
And right. And it takes a while. It's like you're lining up to use the Keurig when someone could just brew a pot of coffee the old fashioned way. And I still, there's a part of me that prefers the taste and the ritual of a pot of coffee. But it's like I get to have both. I get to have
best of both worlds. Mm-hmm.
And it's
going to go on my list as well.
Yeah, it's definitely like a, you know, it's a gift. It was a little bit pricey, I think. But we've always had really good luck with Cuisinart type products. And the other thing I was really happy with was it doesn't take up a huge amount of counter space. Not much more than the coffee pot we already had on the counter. So, yeah, I'm loving it.
Nice. Well, my next one is another one of those like kind of practical, not super fun, but this is something I literally had no idea existed until I had to find out that it existed. And so I want to pass this on for all of you.
Okay.
Again, I'm living in an old house and try as they might, the kids were unable to get my box spring, the queen one, up the stairs.
Does the stairs like bend? Is it like a...
Well,
spatial thing?
It was more that there's a do the stairs bend. I love that.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, go around like a corner. Is there,
no, it's more that the entryway, it's like a rounded doorway and it's just not big enough. Like it stops to like, it seems like it's tall enough, but then the bottom stair is in the way.
And
you can't get the angle. And they worked and worked. And then my brother and some friends of ours had this cockamamie scheme that we were going to like dangle it. Somehow like tie it to a rope and then haul it up over the balcony in my bedroom and like bring it in through a wind, like the French doors up there. And I was like, that's a terrible idea because there's just so many ways this could go wrong. And I thought, you guys, I know there's a solution for this. Like, I know there's such a thing as a split box spring. And I said, I'm just going to go on the Amazons and see. Well, there are split box springs, but this I think is even cooler. It's a folding box spring.
I'm looking at this. I don't understand how this works. Like, how do it do?
So I don't know. It's in a box right now that it's like outside my door that it's going to go up to my bedroom later. And it's totally, the size is great. It's totally going to work, but it just pops out. Like it folds in half. It's folded in half in a box. And when I get it upstairs, I'm going to open that box and it's going to go, wow, 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 wow.
Can you please take a video? Actually,
maybe.
I could watch a video. I could watch this video that I'm looking at on Amazon right now.
Yeah, it just literally opens. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
There's no assembly required. It just opens. And it was about the same price as the... actually, it was a little cheaper than the true split box spring. And the other ones I was finding that packaged down were really more like tubes that had to be... Like, metal tubes that had to be assembled. And I was like, you know, I'm getting too old for assembling all my furniture.
Right.
I'll assemble something every now and then, but I'm not very good at it. And life is too short.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really excited. I've been sleeping in a mattress on the floor for the last week because I don't have a real bed set up yet. And so now that problem is going to be solved. And it's something I didn't know existed.
Well, thanks to some engineer out there. It has 4.5 stars on Amazon too.
Yeah.
And
honestly, the bad ones are all like people who are like, they seem like people who are really grumpy in particular about box springs.
Right.
Like, my back, you can tell it's not a real box spring.
Right.
My back hurts. And I'm thinking, I've been on the floor now for a week and it doesn't bother me. So I think I'll be okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Okay, so moving on. My next one is kind of kid related and also home organization related. So it is from Jane.com, which is an affiliate partner of ours and one of our favorite places to shop. But Jane, I usually go there for my own fashion and accessories. But I happened to see on there these canvas, they're like spherical storage bags for stuffed animals. And when I say spherical, you fill them with stuffed animals, zip them up, and it almost creates like a beanbag chair. Like you don't, I mean, the idea is not to sit on it, but that's what it creates. It's like creates this spherical bundle of stuffed animals. And Violet has so many stuffed animals.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't even really mind that she has so many. It's an area of play that I really like. I'd rather have stuffed animals than a bunch of tiny plastic Barbie parts.
Agreed.
Which
agreed.
We have some of that, but she has great quality stuffed animals. She really plays with them still. And for storage, we've had kind of baskets and bins in different rooms, but it just the quantity is becoming overwhelming. So it's called the Stuffed Animal Keeper Bag. And I got it on Jane, and it's from Jane is all like independent, a lot of them mom owned or women owned sellers, kind of like, you know, an Etsy or a marketplace. So I love I love doing that. And I love how smart they arrived. And the canvas is really good quality. The zipper is good quality. It has a little handle. So the way we did it is we just went around the house and started putting stuffed animals in these three bags, really cute colors. And then I was able to stack them vertically in this narrow part of her closet. So someone's like a little snowman, like three circles stacked on top. And she'll still get them out and get the stuffed animals out. But for some reason, that containment and that ability to grab one of these bags and go around the house and just put 40 stuffed animals in it felt so satisfying, more than any other basket or bin we've arrived at.
I love it. Well, and I kind of miss the stuffed animal days.
Yeah, I love it.
They're fading a little bit. Like Claire still has a few that she hung on to from the move, like this move, but not nearly as many as made it from the last.
Yeah.
You know, during the last move, I think she's just kind of like there for looking at now. Like, you know how like preteen and teen girls like stuffed animals in almost like that ironic way?
Mm-hmm. I was like that for sure.
Yeah. Like I want to have them around, but I wouldn't play with them or snuggle them. So that's kind of, she's almost there. Oh, gosh. Okay. So here's my last one. This one is legitimately like gadgety.
Okay.
I guess it was the Bluetooth adapter, but I haven't actually gotten it yet, but it's on its way. And I think this is going to change my life. A Tile.
Oh, I hear great things.
So this again was a gift. And before he ordered it, because it apparently was 40% off at the time, he said, do you lose your keys? And I said, do I lose my keys? I could teach a graduate level class in losing keys and hotel key cards and movie tickets.
We talked about this? Yes, you said that your hands are a portal. That is the hardest I've ever laughed in an actual recording session.
My hands are a magical portal that movie tickets go into.
And any piece of paper. Yeah.
Yes. Like I have paranoia about after I get my boarding pass and get through security. Like how many times I have somehow between the security when you show it and then actually getting on the plane, I have misplaced. Now, it's always on my person someplace.
Yeah.
But sometimes it gets like lost, like it's stuffed down in the bottom of my purse for no good. Or I fold it up and put it in my back pocket. Like, I don't know why I do that, but I do. So anyway, I've got a Tile on the way for lost keys. And again, it's one of those things. It's not that expensive. And for the amount of life energy I have given up searching for lost keys and stressing about it, there's just really no reason not to have something like this.
I know my brother has one and maybe my mom does too. Both of them are also expert level key losers. But can you explain how it works? Like
Can I explain how it works? Of course I can't.
No, okay, not how it works. But like it's all I've seen is it's a little square on your key ring.
It's a Bluetooth tracker. So it's a square that goes on your key ring or whatever else you lose. Like maybe make your phone ring louder. Like if your phone's on silent, my phone is always on silent. I never have my ringer turned on and that's very purposeful. But that means if I lose my phone, like I'm in trouble, right? But there's like a separate setting on your Tile where you can like bypass that and it'll make your phone ring.
Okay.
And you can find stuff on a map. It can make sound like if you misplace something, I don't know, it goes bling.
Okay. Okay.
Makes a sound. Or it can be found on the map.
And it's Bluetooth, if you lose your keys, what other device do you go to summon them? Your phone or like anywhere with internet?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You'd use your phone and then your Tile would make sound if you're close enough. And if it's too far away, then it shows you on a map.
Okay.
Like if I lost it outside or something.
This was going to be life changing.
And it's a 400 foot range.
That's nice.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
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 I'm excited about this. I'm going to make a log of all the things that I do instead of looking for my keys.
Right? You just have gained so much time back.
Yep. Life. I got my life back.
Oh, my gosh. This has been really fun, actually. We are going to link everything up in the show notes at themomhour.com. I would also like to share on Instagram maybe some of the images because I think it'd be fun to show those furniture items at least that I have from Amazon and so we'll do our best to round all this up in a way that you can visually appreciate when it comes out. And always those show notes are right down in the app where you're listening to your podcast right now or at themomhour.com. And you just look for episode 246. So thank you everyone so much for listening. And just as a quick reminder, we have a Facebook group for our community and there are a bunch of other moms in there who listen to the show And they are sharing tips and asking questions and supporting one another. And it is really, really cool to see. I love it. So check the show notes for a link to request to join that Facebook group. And be sure to answer the few easy little questions that we have there when you make that request so we can let you in. And we would love to see you there.
Yeah, come join our group. It is a great group, very supportive. And I'll be back with you this Friday with our February Voices episode. I'm actually going to be interviewing a love and dating coach. Haven't talked about that since like last spring or summer, I think. So it'll be really fun to have this coach come on and just talk about all things related to dating and also, you know, your romantic life with your spouse as well. So it's a great interview. You're not going to want to miss. And we will talk to you then.